This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Bob Oaks.
My name is Noreen Wasti. My father was Salman Wasti. He passed away from COVID-19 on December 27th, 2020.
Salman Wasti was born in Pakistan in 1944. He came to the United States in his early 20s for graduate school and eventually settled in New England as a professor of biology at Rhode Island College. He worked there for over three decades. Wasti is one of almost 500,000 Americans who've died from COVID-19. His story is part of a project called Faces of COVID, which is helping us remember the people behind the statistics. This morning, in partnership with Faces of COVID, WBUR's ideas and opinion team brings you Salman Wasti's story, told by his daughter, Noreen.
My parents took all the precautions. They were masked, they were social distancing, and I never thought that they would get it in their small little town. I started feeling this guilt the week before Thanksgiving. I said, oh, I haven't seen them in so long. I feel so bad. They're alone. And I said to my dad, what do you think? Should we come drive up and see you? He said, no, it's better to be safe than sorry. Do not come. And there's three very exciting vaccines on the horizon, and we will meet when we're all vaccinated. I was married in September 2013, and my dad gave a lovely speech. Should I start playing it?
Welcome. Salams, greetings.
It was a surprise to all of us. He hadn't shared anything of what he was going to say.
Please join me in wishing the bride and groom the best of everything in life. And we hope all your dreams come true and you live happily ever after.
The speech is just, there's no tears. There's no, you know, emotional kind of tribute, but it's just very simple and understated, and it's just him. And I always tell my mom is the more emotional one, and I say we need to be a bit more like dad, like sensible and pragmatic, and let's be how dad would have been in this situation. I would definitely describe my father as a homebody. I used to say that even if somebody gave dad a fully paid trip anywhere he wanted to go, he would rather stay home. He has to take care of the plants and check the mail. That's what he would say. He was one of the first Pakistani Muslims in the area to, you know, start community events for Eid and Ramadan and things like that. My parents used to have a lot of musical evenings where they would sing old Bollywood songs together with their friends, with like a speaker system and a mic. The moment you walk into our home, there's a sunroom and there's a beautiful worn leather armchair with all his books that he's collected. I mean, hundreds and hundreds. The bookshelf goes up to the ceiling. When he would visit Pakistan, he would go to the antique shops and the old bazaars and pick up, you know, big copper platters and Persian rugs and, you know, different knickknacks. And I always said to him, oh, I want those. Whenever I have a big enough space, I'm taking all of those. And he said, you can take whatever you want. You know, they're here for you. But that sunroom was like his abode, and he was just always there. He was always sitting there, and sorry. He used to sit with his feet up and his baseball cap on, and, you know, would run to open the door if you came home, and he was always around, so I just felt like I never took advantage of kind of extracting everything I could from him. So after my dad passed, I started, you know, going through the basement, and I just found boxes and boxes of documents from his life, letters, postcards. There was a journal from 1978 where he had spent a few months back home in Pakistan, and he talks about how this is my home, but I don't feel at home here anymore. You just never see that side of a parent, you know. That's me 5 years ago, emotionally turmoiled about what I was doing in life, and to see him in that way, and he clearly had intricate feelings and thoughts and experiences, so I wish I knew more about that. But he doesn't know about that part of me as well, so maybe that's life. My mom started feeling a few mild symptoms, and then a few days later, my dad started feeling the same symptoms. He tested positive right after Thanksgiving, and the whole week he said, I feel fine. The next week, I had messaged my mom, and she said, you know, dad's feeling really weak and slightly disoriented, and I said, what is his oxygen level? And she said, 80. I said, you need to go to the hospital right now. She said, I dropped him outside of the ER. He refused a wheelchair. He walked in and he never walked out. I mean, the updates, I would feel like nausea every time they would call because I just never knew what they were gonna say. On December 27th, they called, and I can still hear them telling my mom, your husband, he didn't make it, and I can see my mom's face, and that was it. I always tell my mom, don't let the month of December be his life. You know, he had so many other years of important things. That's not who he was, you know. You know, every night we would call, and the nurse would keep the phone next to his ear, and we would play him his favorite old Bollywood songs from the 1950s. Those were the ones that he would sing solo with a microphone in our sunroom. And there's one about, you know, the weather being so beautiful on a certain day. And we played that for him while he was in the hospital, and my mom was singing along with it. I mean, we don't know if he heard us, but we can hope he did.
That was Noreen Wasti. Her father, Salman Wasti, died of COVID-19 last December. This piece was produced by WBUR's Chloe Axelson and Franny Kartoff, with special thanks to Alex Goldstein.